Become the type of energy that no matter where you go, you always add value to the lives of those around you. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, our friend Joey from Better Ideas talks with us about how to have positive energy in the morning and throughout your day. Enjoy.
Have you ever wanted to have just like uncomfortable amounts of energy? Do you lack the necessary energy to carry out basic daily tasks like going to the gym, doing your homework, doing the laundry? A lot of people will tell me that they're just too tired all the time, even though they might be sleeping like 8 or 9 hours, or they take a nap in the middle of the day. So if you're getting enough sleep and you're still feeling tired, then what's your problem? Believe me, I've been there. But I've gotten out of that state and into a more energetic state so many times that I know exactly what causes me to get into that low energy state and what I can do to fix it. So if you're interested in becoming somebody who is just teeming with energy, like their body is a hive full of caffeinated bees, I have some invaluable insight that will teach you how to become one of the most energetic people you know, and how you will never be tired again. Even when you want to go to sleep, you won't be able to go to sleep. Your wife calls you to bed, you say, "Honey, no, I gotta build something. I gotta be productive." So without further ado, here are 5 ways to increase your energy throughout the day and yeah, just be more energetic. You're gonna hate me for this, but 1 is decide that you're not tired. If you've ever played competitive sports, I play hockey for instance, a lot of the time it's in the third period, I've played like quite a hard game and I'm starting to feel really tired. Especially if I'm losing, I just kind of want to go home. I'm sort of a sore loser that way. But most of the time I'm sitting there and I tell myself, no, I'm not tired. I'm gonna go out there, I'm gonna play hard, I'm gonna finish this game strong. And then I finish the game strong. Sometimes being tired is as much a mental thing as it is a physical thing. So if you think that you have a problem with being tired all the time, you'll start to identify as somebody who's tired all the time and you're gonna act that way. So 1 is to be a more energetic person by believing you're a more energetic person. You have the power, believe me. Okay, now to the more practical tips. Tip 2 is to not oversleep. A lot of the time people think that if they're tired all the time, it's because they're not getting enough sleep, which absolutely could be the case. If you're not getting between 7 and 8 hours of sleep, you should definitely think about doing so. But if you're getting like 8, 8.5, 9, 9.5 hours of sleep, 10 hours of sleep, and you still feel sluggish throughout the day, you're probably oversleeping. And I personally find that oversleeping is far worse for my energy levels than undersleeping. That's not true every time. Like, it's better to get 10 hours of sleep than it is 4 hours of sleep. But if I get 6.5, I'm gonna be 10 times more productive than if I get 10. The next most important thing when it comes to your sleep is to have predictability in your wake-up time. Your bedtime's important. Try to go to bed at the same time every day. I like to go to bed at around 11:30. But if I wanna be teeming with energy, I'm gonna wake up at 7 a.m. every single day without fail. If you start getting up at the same time every single day, it'll get easier and easier to wake up at that same time, believe me. So figure out a time that works for you and stick to that religiously. You'll thank me later. Tip 3 is to get exercise every single day and more intensive exercise every other day as a minimum. Every single video about energy you'll possibly ever go to will tell you to get exercise, and it's no joke. When I'm regularly going to the gym, you know, 4 or 5 days a week, the amount of energy I have is insane. And if you've been to the gym like once or twice in the week and you're just starting to get into it, you might say like, oh, I didn't really feel that big of an energy boost. In fact, it made me way more tired. Stick with it. It takes about 1 to 2 weeks of consistently going to the gym before your body starts to realize that you're like, oh man, this guy is active. So it'll start supplying you with the energy you need to go to the gym. Your ancestors had to hunt down antelopes and bison and things like that with spears. They had to tire 4-legged running machines out and then catch up to those antelopes and kill them. And here you are, watching YouTube. This is probably like the seventh YouTube video you've watched today. Don't click away. Human beings thrive on being physical creatures. You have to become a physically active person. That way your brain and your body will give you the energy you need to fit that lifestyle. Tip number four is eat better. And this is another cliche comment, but I'm serious, guys. Like, some of the best, most effective advice is the stuff that you've heard 1,000 times before. Your body is a temple, and you have to put the right churchgoers in. Your body is a car, and you have to put high quality gas and oil in that car in order for it to run optimally. I don't even really like this. Everything you put in your body matters. You don't need to follow a super fancy diet in order to feel good. In fact, if you're just starting out, I wouldn't recommend trying a crazy diet because you're probably not going to stick with it, probably tastes like crap, and you're just not ready for that kind of thing. So I've put together a couple notes here that are just some basics that will make you feel a lot better if you're not doing anything. So if your diet is crap, the number one thing you can do to fix your diet is to cut out sugar. Not cut it out completely, but like dramatically reduce the amount of sugar that you're having. It's like the least complex carbohydrate you can possibly eating something sugar packed is like throwing a lighter into a campfire and then watching it and you're like, oh wow, that was kind of cool, but now it's over. That's what happens when you eat a donut. It's like, it's useless. The second thing you can do is reduce the amount of carbs you're having, or cheap carbs at least. So a cheap carb is like a donut, a cookie, usually things that have lots of sugar and are highly processed, and switch them out with more complex carbohydrates like brown rice, potatoes, and stuff like that. And on that note, try to reduce the amount of carbs that you have in general and start replacing it with good fats like the stuff you find in coconut milk, avocados. Definitely don't do keto if you're just starting out. It's a really hard diet to stick to.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.